Yankees and Red Sox on Wednesday. You need to show up to these games early to watch Aaron Judge in batting practice. This is what occurred on Wednesday. This one wakes up all the bartenders out in center field. Bottom of the third inning, it's a scoreless game. D.D. Gregorius, not close to the bartenders, but just enough as he faced Rick Porcello.
High fly ball, deep right center. Bradley back, still back, track, wall, see ya! Home run, Gregorius, 1-0 Yanks.
What D.D. covers his off-speed pitches so well. He's able to, he's strong enough to drive these balls out now.
Drilled deep to left field, going back young, track, wall, see ya! A long three-run home run for Young, 5-0 Yanks.
Well, the extra BP's 4-for-4 with some RBIs. I mean, so far so good, we got to find out who threw. Chris Carter, you just immediately off the bat. Sorry for my reaction there, Michael. I hope I didn't screw up your call, but every once in a while you hear that pop of the bat and it's heading to the seats.
The 0-1. High fly ball, right field, Betts back. Track, wall, leaps, and he makes the play. What a play by Mookie Betts to end the inning. The gentleman in the red shirt clearly touches the baseball. And then it caroms into the glove of Betts. Strike three, Leon down looking.
Well, there's a breaking ball sequence in and out, and then a backdoor one to finish him off. Just good pitching by CeCe right there. That's a ball again that you give up from the right side, and it just continues to break in down and away.
When he struggles, who steps back up? Now this guy, Sabathia, when he's most needed. Once again playing the role of stopper in a position to stop or to win a game after a Yankee loss.
Rounded to third, Headley. A 1-2-3 inning for Sabathia. He has retired 12 in a row. We go to the bottom of the eighth, 6-0 Yanks.
It's the first time since April of 2015, CeCe Sabathia goes 8 innings, part of the Yankees 8-0 shutout of the Red Sox. Chris Carter, 3-for-4, drives in 4. D.D. Gregorius, Starlin Castro, Chase Headley, 2 hits apiece. Sabathia goes 8, 5 hits, no runs, no walks. He strikes out 5. He's 5-0 over his last 5 starts. CeCe Sabathia goes 8 innings. He is 5-0 over his last 5 starts. Here's his manager, Joe Girardi, on his performance.
Really good. I thought he had a good fastball, both of them, his sinker, his cutter, and he used his other pitches really effectively. But his stuff was really good tonight. And, we needed this. We lost a tough game last night where we kept chipping away and weren't able to, to end up winning the game. But just a big performance by CeCe. You know, he's pitched really well this year. He had a few starts where he had lost his cutter, but he found it again, and it sets up everything for him. But I think he takes a lot of pride in that. He's been that guy his whole career that you could turn to when you needed a big win, and he still does it.
When you lifted him, I believe he retired 12 straight. Any temptation based on the way he was throwing to leave him out there for the
ninth? There's always temptation, but I think, as a manager and a pitching coach, you're weighing the risk-reward there. We have a long year to go. He's had some minor cleanups the last couple of years on his knee. He's not 25. He's not even 30 anymore. So we just thought it was best to get him out. And if we would have had a long inning like that, I would have taken him out anyway. In the coaching profession, you're always trying to, it's very seldom do you have everyone going at once. I mean, that's the bottom line. There's always the fix-its during the course of the year, whether it's you got 5 guys going in your lineup and 4 aren't, or you got a guy struggling in the bullpen and the other 6 are doing well, or you got a starter struggling and you're trying to fix it. So, Tanaka has been a guy that we didn't really spend much time the last 3 years, but this year we've had to spend a little time. We'll continue to do it.
CeCe Sabathia got in some kind of groove, allowing just 5 hits over 8 scoreless innings. Here's Sabathia on the groove he got into.
Feels good, especially, against a team like that with you know, Porcello on the mound. It's a big game, and, you know, obviously all the games we play in our division are big games, so we want to get a win tonight. Just trying to make pitches. You know, I wasn't really worried about how I got the outs. I was just trying to get outs and made some good pitches and was able to keep that guy at third base.
Look back at that bare hand play, that just instinct, and how big did that wind up being?
Yeah, it was just right there, so I grabbed it. It was a big play at the time, and keeping the ball on the infield.
What happened with the brace, and did you get another one, or did you go the rest of the game without?
One of the straps broke, and it was kind of the main strap on the brace. Stevie fixed it right away, so I just pitched those last couple outs without it, and then he fixed it right away.
Cece, why do you think you've responded so well following a loss for this team?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't think about that. I just try to go out every time out and give the team a good chance to win, and was able to do that again today.
The Yankees shut out the Red Sox 8-0 on Wednesday. Chris Carter a big night offensively, going 3-for-4 with 4 RBI. Here's Carter on CC Sabathia's performance.
Just his ability to get quick outs and, you know, get us off the field quick. And I think this fifth inning, you know, really left him out there. When he bare handed that ball up the middle, got the out. Looks like popped him up and then let the run score. Oh, he's this great, you know, great person in the clubhouse, great veteran, got to lean on. You see him out here every day, he doesn't miss a pitch. He's just one of the guys you have around and helps everybody out.
You homered yesterday, another one today. What's been the difference for you at the plate?
I think just, you know, I've been working on trying to just put the barrel on the ball and not really try to do too much with it and keep it simple.
That hit to right field in the sixth inning, did you think that was out?
I thought I had a chance. I saw the replay after the game, or after the inning, and saw the fan touched it, but it went right to his glove. So, I mean, you know, they didn't challenge it, but, you know, it happened.
The other Yankee hitters admired the performance of Chris Carter. Here's Didi Gregorius on the Slugger's night.
I mean, it would have been better if they didn't rob the other one from him. But, he's driving some runs, 4 RBIs today, driving the ball over the place, giving the ball hard. So that's what he wants. So I'd say he's getting in the right direction. I think we're here to support him. So it's like a family here. So everybody's helping each other out.
There was a good amount of production from the bottom of the order as a whole. How pleased are you and how much pride do you guys take in being able to contribute 6-9?
Just like I say, you know, it's just a whole team thing. So as the top is not doing it, the bottom's got to do it. We got to help each other out. So it's a team sport. It's not just one guy doing his job out there. So everybody's helping each other and heading in the right direction. It's just like the best thing that can happen right there.
Michael Pineda takes the mound on Thursday in the series finale against the Red Sox.